The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. President Obama said, "We don't know what triggered the shootings in Tucson, Arizona." Others have said, "We don't understand why God would let a little 9-year-old, as innocent as she could be, to be killed, or all the others that were killed and wounded in Tucson." I commend President Obama for his efforts to console and bring the people together after this very tragic event, as well as the Attorney General and our Homeland Security Secretary for reading comfortable Bible scriptures. But for ministers and others to say, "We don't know what triggered the shooting in Tucson, January 8, 2011, tells me how far removed we are from God. God has the answer, and it's in His Word, the Holy Bible. But of course, we don't know much about the Bible because we aren't willing to live by it. Therefore, we don't study God's Word. But we have kicked it out of every place it seems that we can. It seems to only come to our mind when there is a tragedy. But even then, we can't find the answer as to why those tragedies happen. I wish we, this whole nation, could understand why we have so many tragedies. If we could understand why this world and our nation have so many curses and are having to live with them, then just maybe we would try to begin fixing the cause. The way it is, with our limited understanding, all we know to do is treat the effect. As sincere as we may be, treating the effect doesn't solve the problems or the cause of them. This world has been treating the effect for these 6,000 years of man's existence, and our problems, our curses, keep piling up. Did God, our Creator, that claims to be a loving, merciful Creator, Father, and Elder Brother Jesus Christ, intend for mankind to live in a myriad of troubles and curses? Well, I can tell you, on the authority of God Almighty, that He did not. Neither did He intend mankind to produce a lawless, sin-ridden society that would and has brought all these curses on us. Now, all these evils that we have, such as these killing sprees, wars, divorce, live-ins, abortion, rape, competition, and sometimes even upset weather, earthquakes, economic problems, and curses, they are only curses. We certainly could not call them blessings. God taught Adam and Eve the way that they should live before He allowed Satan to get to them. They had ample opportunity to begin building a good, decent society based on the foundation of God's law. They rejected God's way and took on Satan's way of rebelling against their Creator. I'll only go back to our beginning so you may understand what it is that has brought mankind and our nation to be living under so many curses, and why God is not policing the world, intervening to stop all the tragedies and evils in this earth. Why does God allow so many evils to come on mankind? Could He stop them? Well, yes, He could. But you wouldn't like the way that He would do that. He would have to force mankind to begin obeying Him. God created man with a mind so he could choose life or death, and commanded us to choose life. Notice this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. And God is speaking here to ancient Israel, our ancestors, and it is for our nation today. Notice what He said beginning in verse 15 of Deuteronomy chapter 30. "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil." So God said, "I am giving you a choice. You can choose life and good or death and evil." Notice verse 16. "In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess." God promised blessings for obedience to Him. I have asked you many times, do you think all these evils are blessings? We would have to conclude they are only curses. Verse 17, "But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Well, that's exactly what our ancestors did, and that's exactly what we have done. We, just as they, have turned away from our God. We have many idols that we let separate us from our God, and we don't hear or listen to God. And God said, if we don't, then here's what I will do. Verse 18, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. God told us what would happen if we didn't hear and if we didn't listen to God. They did not prolong their days in the promised land, and most of the days that they had while they were there were filled with curses. The history of ancient Israel is when they obeyed God, they were blessed by God. Our history is as long as we lived up to the principles of the Bible, which our Constitution was founded on and our nation was founded on, we had God on our side. We grew and we prospered. We had our problems, but not like we have today. We were blessed. We grew and we prospered as no nation on the face of the earth has, because God promised that that would happen to us. And when our nation was founded, it was founded on biblical principles. And we were much closer to God in those days for the first 150, 200 years of our nation than we have been for many years. Our sins, which are multiplying, have separated us and cut us off from God and His blessings. You can read that in Isaiah 59. Verse 19 of Deuteronomy 30. Continuing here, God says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Well, without realizing it, we have chose curses, and that is what we are getting. We have chose the way of death. Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him. Yes, God says love Him, obey Him, cling to Him in all situations of your life, individually or as a nation or as a world, it would be. For He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. But we have loved self instead of God. We have loved the way of Get. We are the servants of Satan. Now, you don't want to hear that, do you, my friends, that we are the servants of Satan? But that is true. That's the way that this world is going. That's the way that this nation is going. We are the servants of Satan because we obey his way, the way of Get. Notice what Paul had to say in Romans 6 and verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? Now, God told us to obey him, the way of righteousness that would give us life and a long and a peaceable life. But we have chose to obey Satan, the way of Get. Yes, we are servants to whom we obey. So we should ask self, who do I obey? This whole nation, from President Obama to the person on the street, should ask self, who do I obey? The fruit we bear will tell us. Whom is it we obey? Look at your fruit. That's all you have to do. Look at the fruit of your life. That will tell you whom you are obeying. In Deuteronomy 31, beginning in verse 24, God has this to say. So it was when Moses had completed writing the words of this law in a book, that God's law is speaking about, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you. Yes, God's word is a witness against us if we aren't obeying his word. Verse 27 continues, for I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Eternal, then how much more after my death? God knew that we would become more rebellious against his law, his word, and that is exactly what we have done. God says our sins have multiplied. He tells us that in many places in his word, and he says because they have, he says, I am going to correct you. I am going to strip you of all of those blessings that I have given you. And that is in process, my friends. America is in severe trouble in every way that we look. And it is because that we have left our God out of our life. Verse 28, gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. God holds our leaders responsible for allowing this nation and even leading this nation away from God. Verse 29, for I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days. Did you catch that, my friend? It says evil will befall you in the latter days. We are living in the latter days, and evils are coming upon this world and upon our nation faster than anyone can keep up with them. Because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Well, because Israel did not listen and obey God, they had many curses, and they finally met their demise. My friends, the same thing is happening to their descendants, America and the British people, and we will meet our demise if we don't turn to our God. Our demise is in process, and it is picking up momentum very rapidly. Now, to answer the question, why does God allow kids and others to be murdered, or any and all of the other evils? The simple answer is, it is because we have rejected God's rule over us. We have rejected God's rule in our life. We don't enforce God's law. We don't want to live by it. And we don't. Adam and Eve told God, in essence, we don't want you ruling over us. We can make it just fine without you. This world has been telling God that ever since. God has had no choice but to accept our wishes. Notice what God told us he would do. In the book of Deuteronomy 32, beginning in verse 15, but Jeshurun, and he means Israel here, grew fat and kicked. You grew fat. You grew thick. You are covered with fat. Then he forsook God who made him, scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. This was a prophecy for Israel in the 1400s B.C. before it ever happened. It was fulfilled in ancient Israel, at least the first fulfillment. It has been fulfilled in modern Israel today, the United States and the British people. When we became materialistic-minded, then we began forsaking God. We didn't need him anymore. Verse 16 continues, they provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abomination, they provoked him to anger. Do we have true and pure religion, or do we have a lot of pagan idolatry mixed in with our religion? You should be able to answer that for yourself. Verse 17, they sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods they did not know, to new gods, or that your fathers did not fear. This is describing what has happened down through time. It was all penned and inspired by God many years before it happened. I see my time is up, my friend. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. We have a couple of books that you need to read. Today we're offering Christian Principles of Parenting and Understanding the Commandments. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63765.